Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here, and welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Now, I feel like it's been a while since I spoke directly to you guys here. Actually, it's been a while since I even posted a devotional. So first of all, I just wanted to apologize. I know that I didn't publish any devotional episodes last week, and I didn't have a devotional this Monday either. And to be totally honest with you guys, parenting has just been sort of kicking my butt lately. For those of you guys who are parents out there, I don't know if you have experienced this, but my daughter has been experiencing some night terrors, which before this, I had no idea what that was. I just thought night terrors was another way of saying having nightmares, but apparently it's a whole different thing, and it's almost kind of even related to sleepwalking. And honestly, it was like the most terrifying and traumatic experience ever as a parent. And so honestly, since that happened, for the last couple of weeks, I've just been focused on kind of being around at night when she's going to sleep and, you know, just making sure she doesn't wake up and have another night terror and me being outside in the car recording a podcast or something like that. But I do apologize. You know, I do take seriously those of you guys who are listening to the podcast. And, you know, I don't know how many of you guys actually listen to the devotionals right when they come out or have any kind of routine associated with them. But if you do, I just want to apologize. You know, I haven't been dependable in publishing those devotionals the last couple of weeks, and I didn't even really explain it either. And so that's kind of what's been going on. I'm trying to get back into the rhythm. And definitely one of the things I'm working on as a podcaster is to get ahead so that these don't happen. I'm ahead on interviews now. You know, I've got like 4 interviews in the bank. But in terms of the devotionals, I'm not ahead. And so I need to get ahead and I'll work on that so that we don't have these disruptions. You know, I know that you guys understand, and it's not the end of the world if I skip a devotional here or there, but, you know, I really do try to take this very seriously, especially for those of you guys who might make this a part of your devotional routine. I want to make sure that I'm doing my part on my end to be dependable with that. So I'm going to work on that this year. Now, today we have a special guest devotional. It's actually a spoken word from our friend Christine Osbrink. For those of you guys who follow the podcast, you know that Christine is a friend of the Daily Sabbath podcast. She was the very first interview that I ever did on the podcast, and she was also the first guest to share a devotional on the podcast. And so for those of you guys who follow her on Instagram, you know that she is a spoken word poet. And so she wrote a special spoken word piece about what's going on in Ukraine with the invasion of Russia. And so she's written this beautiful piece to help us to reflect a little bit on what's going on in the world and how we can reflect on our faith and on Jesus in these times. And real quick, before I share that devotional with you, I just want to take a moment to give a shout out to one of our listeners who was kind enough to buy me a few cups of coffee. And I know it's a few weeks late, it happened a couple of weeks ago, but this person chose to remain anonymous, but they were just gracious enough to buy me 10 cups of coffee, which is extremely kind. And so to whoever you are, I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me that you would be willing to support the podcast in this way. All right, so with all that being said, here is our special guest devotional today. It is a spoken word poem called Ukraine Refrain from our friend, Christine Osbrink.
Wars, rumored, no longer rumors. On the radar? God, save her! Fall on our faces, fight with light. Here comes the night when no man can win hearts. Eastern European jewel crowned with bombs that rain down death, stripping humanity of human comfort. Crosses and conflict commingle confidently. You never promised peace. Be still. But still, we pursue it valiantly until face to face and battles at bay. Faraway places connected by skin and bones that cry and hurt as though there was no distance. Same fears, anxious tears, and words that flirt with unending unanswerable questions. Father, where are you? Right here, inside us, the kingdom confided in us. So show the world on fire, your fire on the inside. Gave us authority to heal with folded hands, dripping in longings only Victor can hear, see, and decree the weight of it all. One global body crucified to flesh that divides, called to carry the burdens of every color and tribe. Same, more than separate, beautiful and electric. Love wins wars that start with whispers of war. And pours out his power in tenuous dark hour. We won't win this side of heaven. Story told and retold, so lives won can dance on eternal streets of gold. All the meaning is for this moment, eternity that owns it. Better love like he made you to mean it. Shake what is grievance and dance without fear of the falling future. Power is pirouette of praise and petition that breaks walls of contrition. Him who has ears, listen. Holding Ukraine in active position to drown in clear streams of refreshing freedom that he set us all free for. You promised to lead them. Freely given, so freely grasp to give everything. Loud, small steps to bind is why we journey, to wrap up wounds with tender worship. Leading by serving compassionate humility for the stark fragility of this wild ride, or die. With us until the end of the age, do you not know? Have you not heard? Last battles waving like red flags, anticipation set on the whole world stage. Give us courage to stand and do all we can. Bleed new starts that expand hearts. Weep with those who weep waves. Vast army of laid down lovers drunk on hunger to have every hungry soul met with song serenade of glory that makes whole. Shattering shadows clawing at the far reaches, help us, teach us. Saints who discover and in wordless wonder, groan with aching conviction, all hails beyond bended knee unto thorn-crowned living word. In comparison, pales to his undiscriminating affection. Heal our land. The king and the kingdom are swiftly at hand.
The closing song for this episode, Emmanuel, You Are Here, is by Steph Andrews. For more music from Steph Andrews, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share this episode with a friend or on social media. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Jay, you can visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram account at dailysabbath. In all this hell, your beauty doesn't just reside in the light. Parts of you can only be known, discovered in the chasms of the soul. The fullness of your joy.